Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I'm live right now with my wonderful co-host, Miss Addie. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
We have a very special guest for you tonight, someone that I grew up with, someone that I look up to, and I learned a lot from in the music industry. But you know what? I'm going to save all of that for when our guest comes on. And I'd just like to thank everyone who tunes in every week to the Miss Goldie to You show. It's very important. Your support is important. If you want to advertise, if you want to become a sponsor of the Miss Goldie to You radio show, you can just email me at Miss G-O-L-D-I, the number 2, the letter U, at gmail.com. Hit me up. Support is everything. Everybody needs support. So I'm going to take it to the artist of the week, which is Dee Gibbs, and we will be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. See you in a few. And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Golden T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on CultureZine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was Artist of the Week, Dee Gibbs, with some inspiration for you. And she said if you just keep holding on, we all just got to keep holding on. That's all we can do. I mean, are the police really out here still killing people? I mean, the media coverage and the attention that's being brought to the police brutality in the different communities, and people are still being brutalized by the police. I know back in the days when they had marches, they didn't do it for a weekend. They didn't do it for 2 days. They did it until they saw some sort of progress, until they saw some type of change. So I think we as people need to start getting more serious about the solution to the problems that we are faced with. It's so many things to worry about. It's so many things for people to worry about. We do not need to, you know, be worried about being brutalized in the streets by people that are sworn to protect us. And on that note, while we are on, shout out to everybody listening from Yonkers. Shout out to my family listening. I love you. Thank you for the support. And while we're waiting for our guest, Bill Blass, and I'm just on some Yonkers stuff right now, so I'm going to take it to DMX with Slip, and he's one of my favorite hip-hop artists. So we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show.
Meaning in the sun.
Hey, I'm slipping.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. To sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Back when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn! Was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14, broke a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. Never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another look. Come on! Headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I get old, actions become bold, heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch, didn't need a click cause I scared it that much, one deep with the starting for kicks, catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick, used to get high just to get by, used to have to fall, in the morning before I could fly, ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something, after some hurt, now I'm ready to take some, 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, kept a with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooked up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my, again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my, kept it real, be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you get yours, because you do.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. Don't you just love DMX? Addie, don't you just love DMX?
I love him. That's family for life.
Yes. You know, sometimes it doesn't matter. People think, you know, if I just had money, I could have a better life, or if I just had this, and if I just had that. Sometimes you can have everything that you think a person would want, but the one thing that you need more than anything is the thing that can sustain you throughout being poor, being rich, being sick, being healthy. And, you know, we are always praying for DMX. We love him over here at the Miss Goldie to You radio show. So, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I had a nice, quiet weekend. It's always so hot in Georgia. I know it was hot in New York, and I just hope everybody had a good weekend. So, you know, I just love playing my own music or music featuring me, Miss Goldie. But the song that I'm getting ready to play also features my guest. And the reason why I keep playing this song every week, because it's necessary. I know some people are probably too young to remember Self-Destruction, or the Self-Destruction song was a group of hip-hop artists put together this song to talk about the violence in the community and things that go on in the community. And Picture That put together a Yonkers version of Self-Destruction. And it's featuring me, it's featuring Bill Blass, and it's featuring a few other artists in Yonkers, and shout out to all of them. And I love the song. And here we go with the Yonkers version of Self-Destruction.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem,
the whole YO that's bugging. It's one or two cowards, softer than flowers, running around like they gonna take hours. We get caught in a jam, so to crush that stereotype, check out the plan. We got ourselves together so that we can get down and fight for this town. Not the negative, cause all they wanna do is get their gap.
Picture that. Pop, 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 when the shot there's your brain. Headline, front page of Black, the blame. It's pretty tone here to state it like it is. And all this dumb play is killing all our kids.
They say stop the violence, stop the violence. Yeah, it's too loud, we're trying to make it silent, but it ain't happening. So I'm rapping it, young boys trapping it. In the hood with gangsters and rats in it. I mean, I know what it is, cause I'm trapped in it. Another body subtracted from a ratchet. Fingerprints can't match it. Cold world, wear a jacket, QU.
Looking real fresh and I'm dressed ready to start it. No beef on my plate, just trying to move.
change my body. Hood done change, ain't trying to have a party. To get inside, you gotta get pat down. Cause these strap hacking kids trying to run the town. Leave the guns, have fun, or stay at home. Goldilocks is on the microphone. Drug pushing is over, it's time to rack sack. I plan to understand why you just can't relax. It ain't no disco, y'all done closed them all. You ain't fighting a war, so what you got a gun for? Stop the violence, we don't want no
this,
more.
This straight from the mind of books. Check the flow. When the pigs do a sweep, they even checking the flow. Taking all your money, stepping all on your hat. Cause on Twitter, your at name is move a lot of crap. Now you sitting in the back looking sad cause it's over. Wasn't you, same guy, hopping out the Rover? You went for 10, maybe more for the heat. And now your little brother took your spot in the street.
Bill Blast, yeah, you know me. You can catch me in the schools in the NYC. This rhyme goes out to my whole community. Increase the peace, please. We need the unity. This stupid ass music, y'all making is losing me up. Lift each other and stop the coonery out. Blame you artists, trying to act the hardest. Kids ain't the smartest, it affects us regardless. Sex, drugs, and crime, they made us targets. Let's do something about it and change the market. We can all be eating our people, let's teach them. Last thing, just rapping, I live what I'm speaking. It's
I'm Miss Raspy, known as a rebel. When we gonna learn this beef needs to settle? How we gonna grow, making moves for the devil? If things like that, we gon' reach another level. Life's a journey, so I play by the rules. I don't blame hip-hop, I blame fools. Ignorance, the fourth disaster strong. It takes a community for us to be strong.
I'm from a city where it's crazy violence. How many times they saying moment of silence? Everybody in the hood be wildin'. It's been stated that the death rate's rising, people dying, and more mothers crying. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't tired of body count and more shots fired. Is it me or is my block bad luck? It sucks, cause when there's beef, I can't duck. I got kids, so I did it for the love. I'd rather peace, I don't hold no grudge. I pray to God, y'all don't kill the wrong person, cause all that means there'll be more hearses.
I'm Lil Just, play around like a prankster, but understand I'm far from a gangster. Like to have fun, why? Cause I'm still young. But look around, most kids got a gun. They think you're soft if you ain't trying to beef, but who's to blame? They don't understand peace. Stay in school and stand in the street, and I can guarantee there'll be less to see.
Yo, you birth one, one die. No lies, unfortunate the young die. It's a shame, the old outliving the youth. Back in the booth, speaking the truth. Pups lurking to shoot. Red tops got pops confused. Cops conclude to brutalize our youth, leave their hearts to bruise. Self-raised lead to self-destruction. Gun busting, living life like it ain't nothing. No instruction. Take your life, no regrets, no discussion. Unity in the hood, real talk rather seldom. All ages, death more than welcome. I speak to the grown, all youth,
God
let's help
you
them.
God gave you a choice, and what you chose, self-employment. Running circles on the block, you were selling poison. Load the guns up, you let shells deploy. What I'm trying to help build, you help destroy. Look, fam, I need to warn you. Mama should have told you that karma's around the corner. I know, decision making is crucial. End up in a position, predicament you ain't used to, cuz it's
self-destruction. Yeah, yeah, that's us. We tryna quit the violence. We might sound mad, cause some of y'all wildin'. Thinking it was him, he snitched on his friend. That's self-destruction. Here we go again. The cops won't stop me, my bars are new. And I lost so many friends that they never let loose. So stop all the violence, kick more knowledge. Positive speaking, you still can go to college. For real.
Self-destruction.
If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was Yonka's version of self-destruction, and I just think it was very awesome. We need to get together more and work together more, because I keep trying to tell them, the town is full of talent, and we would be a force to be reckoned with if we just all work together. And speaking of working together with the community and the people in the community, I have on the line my guest, Mr. Bill Blast. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
How you doing? It is a pleasure to have you be a guest on the Miss Goldie TU radio show. I appreciate it so much. It's my honor.
The honor is mine and the pleasure is mine as well, Goldie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I always tell my guests how I met or came across the people that come on my show. And everybody that comes on my show is family. So, and of course, you are family. So, I mean, we met like way back in elementary school days, and it seems like ever since I knew you, you was a rapper.
Definitely, most definitely. No doubt.
So tell us about that. When and where did you start doing music, and what inspired you to do it?
Well, my father was like the first person I knew rapping, and I actually gained a reputation in the beginning when I was living in Harlem. I used to tell everybody Master G was my father, because I ain't know nobody rapping but my father. So when I heard Master G in the Sugar Hill Gang, I was like, that's my dad. So everybody was like, oh, snap. Everybody started calling me Little Master G when I was in Harlem, and then I actually started rapping when I got the Yonkers. You know, when I got the Yonkers, I started rapping. And I used to go up to Grant Park and rap with Beatmaster Gene, you know, with the Bedrock Crew, now known as Moet Posse. You know, Raw Rome Transduce, first group I rap with. But, you know, just a little something like that. It's more, but, you know, that's like how I started.
Right. So you... So when you moved to Yonkers, basically you came from Body Hurt and Warburton, right?
That was the first stop, Body Hurt and Warburton. That's where I met you as soon as I moved to Yonkers when I was little.
Right, right. So growing up in Yonkers, I know we were more like a family. We were more like a community. And it was kind of structured where people knew you. People knew your mother. Basically, you was babysat by the whole neighborhood, and it was just an awesome and wonderful thing. But right now we don't have that. So coming up, who were some of your role models in the community?
I mean, everybody was my role model in the community, you know. from the people on the block, the people in the building, to the people all over. I remember Mother Cooper used to take me down. She used to take me to the city. She used to come to get me from school. You know, I was another little star then. She used to come to get me from school. Everybody was looking at me like, oh, he get ready to be the next star. She used to take me down to auditions and all of that stuff. I remember people in the community, you know, just seeing everybody, you know, everybody who was older, just doing things. It was the culture, you know. Whatever they was doing was, like, impressive, and, you know, you took a little piece of something from everybody, you know. If it wasn't from the way they dressed, the way they talked, the way they walked, the things they did, you know, you took a little piece from everybody, and it was a beautiful thing, because it, like you said, it was unity, and it was like the community.
Definitely, and the community looked out for you and took care of you. And, you know, talking about the community, I want to play a little snippet of Soldier's story. And before I play it, maybe you can, I listened to it and I love it, and you took me back to a time. You took me back to actually the time that we are talking about right now, the time when, you know, you had somebody to watch and you had something to look up to and look forward to. So tell us about your song, Soldier Story.
Yeah, well, Soldier Story is basically about, you know, the guys, you know, who used to do it. You know, when they used to do it, it was like big. You know, you had Little A, you had, you know, Coop, you know, they came through in drop tops. You know, you had Al Capone, you had, you know, people of that nature, you know, who used to just do what they did. You know, they was doing it big, and we used to just sit there and watch this stuff and just admire just how they was doing it. I could just imagine how it is now with the younger kids looking up to us. You know, kids,
right.
People, youth are very, you know, impressed by just life. So anything you do, people are watching and they take from it. So that's why we got to be careful what we show them.
Exactly. So I'm going to play a little snippet of that, and we will be right back with my guest, Mr. Bill Blass, on the Miss Cody T radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And this is Soldier Story. If you want to hear the whole thing, you got to hit him up, and we're going to tell you how to do that right at the end of the show, and we'll be right back.
You know what I'm saying? Soldier story, not for the fame or glory, just my story I learned from those before me. Hustlers like little A, white boy Bill, and big Coop sitting on my front stoop, watching niggas come through, music blasting, rocking the latest fashion. I'm admiring, guns firing, niggas jealous, and they.
And you know, I like to tease people sometimes, and I'm just going to tease them with that. But just the way you started off telling the story, I'm pretty sure you're going to want to hear the rest of the story, especially if you are from Yonkers, right?
Most definitely. Because you never know who name's going to pop up in it and what were we talking about. You don't know who was watching you or who I was watching.
Right, and it's an appreciative thing because those guys that you are mentioning and those guys that you are speaking of didn't probably even realize that the impact that they were making on the youth and
exactly.
on the community and the images that they were putting in everyone's head. And then
exactly.
so a lot of those guys now are doing hard federal time and they lost a lot of their lives and they didn't
and
show
us that
part.
There's a lot of them still living. There's a lot of them still living, too. You know, some of them are doing good. You seem to make the transition from the negative
right.
to the positive.
And shout out to the people making the transition from the negative to the positive. And that was actually, you know, one of my next questions to you. As someone growing up in the Yonkers and in the community, how do you feel like you have contributed to the difference in our community now? I want to get into talking about how it was when we grew up and how it is now. So how do you feel like you have contributed to the positive or the negative in the community?
Well, you know, sometimes when you introduce a negativity, you don't really realize what you're doing. Like, I was never a negative person, but I did negative things just, you know, not knowing, you know, when you know better, you do better. So just not knowing things, you know. So, you know, it was a good transition for me because I always wanted to be positive, but I was always impacted. I always was impacted by the negativity. You know, we couldn't help it. You didn't want to be a sucker. You didn't want to be played.
Right.
You didn't want to be, you know, it's these things that we grow up with, these egos. And these chips on our shoulders, and it's like the kids who grow up rich, you know, they rich and they got everything, but they want to act street because it's some type of credibility. So that's what happens, you know, with the children. They want that credibility, you know, and they start doing certain things that make it seem as if this is how I'm gonna get my credit. You know, so the transition was definitely easy for me because, you know, I always wanted to do the right thing. So I always had my father telling me, yo, listen, words become, you know, actions, and actions become habits, you know. So be careful what you say, what you think, and what you do, you know, because these things are come to life. So, you know, I was always conscious about that.
And before we get into the questions with my co-host, I want to play Can They Handle It? And, you know, I love the song Not Promise. You have so many songs that are of some impact. And I wish we had 10 hours so we could just play them all. But we'll be right back with my guest, Mr. Bill Blass, on the Miss Cody TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network.
My nigga, I've been a fly nigga since the 80s. Two bins of 88, one to my lady. Legend in these streets is deep. God made me say.
same ghetto story. Give God the glory. This is my nature like naughty. Mental for these streets, the hoods, Barry Gordy. With my super fly shorty, PYT, nigga like me, 40. It's fair to say I never lost it. Some let it go, some gave up and tossed it. Some disrespected the game, some crossed it. Bill Blast will last forever on his bar shit. Always been a money getter, winner. Never quit a say, bring her home to dinner. My weight up, they getting thinner. Say, from a sinner, check the man in the mirror. I'm a blessing to my community, stand for her unity. Black, Hebrew, Jew, and me. Trying to make a better you and me. Love for my neighbor, doing you is like doing me. Type down, icon, spaz in the booth when the mic's on. Super hot without the marijuana, Babylon, mind of a Callie on Dawn, a Farrakhan. I got my Bible and Quran, knowledge being born, my wisdom she adding on. Our union standing strong, expanding, no demand that we withstanding it all. And I ain't trying to fall, always been a team player, motivate the team to ball. All for one, one for all, each one teach when we benefit overall. I'm an addict, I use it, can't stop abusing, I master the music. Use it, never lose it, messaging my music for years, I've been doing it, and doing it well. Shout out to the Don Miguel and Mike Cal. To my niggas sitting in the cell, unruly, who he on, Dub and Tyrell.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And I'm live right now with my guest, Mr. Bill Blast, Yonkers legend. And I'm going to pass the mic to my co-host, to my sister, because she always gets down to the facts with the guests. You know, it's like we a tag team. I'm the good cop, she the bad cop.
Always put me on the spot. You always put me on the spot. How you doing, Mr. Bill Blass?
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you? I like getting straight to the questions and stuff like that. You know, we ain't got much time, although we wish that we had all the time in the world, but, you know, it go by so fast. So I'm just going to start by asking, can you please tell us how and when your transformation of ministering through your lyrics has converted from being a poet of the streets to a speaker of life and motivation?
Well, that's always been who I was. Even, you know, when I was doing it negatively, I was ministering the message through the music, you know, in the streets. You know, sometimes the language is just a way to communicate. You know, some people respect when you say something to them in a certain way. You know, you could say something nice to them and they won't fully get it. But when you say it in a way where it's aggressive, they kind of understand your point and they, you know, they respect what you're saying. You know, so I always been a person who ministered to the streets, whether it was negative or positive. I just found a better way to do it.
Yes. Yeah, and the thing of today is we always have to meet people where they're at. And with this platform right here, that's what I love about it, because that's what we do. And I want to ask, what was the sacrifice of the turning over the different culture of rap and how you speak it, and how it either connected you well with your manufacturing, distributing your own label, and or if there was or is any disrupting factors? Because, I mean, I don't know if anybody else out there know, this is the first time you've been on, but you do a lot of this yourself with the music, like you putting the music together, you just like dropping everything together on your own, like there's not a second hand out there that does it for you, that you do it yourself.
Right, that's the whole point, you know. When you in this industry, they want certain things from you. And if you don't produce what they want from you, they kind of shy away from your music and kind of leave you hanging and dangling. So I experienced that at a young age. So at a young age, I realized that, hey, listen, I could do this myself. You know, I started out putting my own music in Music Man. I used to make tapes. People had their tapes in the stores. I used to sell my tapes for $20. Only person I knew selling tapes for $20 was Kid Capri. So I was like, shoot, let me do it too. So I used to do that myself. And then after a while, I just realized, you know, after constantly trying to get in the game, I realized that, hey, listen, I could do it myself. And as time went by, technology got bigger and better. And then, you know, when the internet came, it was like, wow, I could reach a broader audience of people. I could start, you know, really, really distributing and manufacturing this thing. You know, the equipment became cheaper. Things were easier to make, you know, and it just was a blessing. Just technology and just, you know, the time made it possible.
Yes. Okay. And you're one of, like she said, you're a legend of Yonkers and one of the greatest rappers there that kept the street battles popping, even up against our own family DMX. My question is, do you still entertain the street battles or do you prefer to be heard through ciphers or both?
Well, the record you just played was like a battle because it was like saying, I've been a fly since the 80s. You know, it's like saying, like stating my claim, like, I ain't just start this. I've been doing this. So, you know, messaging my music for years, I've been doing it well, you know. So everything is a battle, you know, just like the spiritual and just like your spirituality, your battle mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. Everything is a battle in this world that we live in. And you're either fighting it
right
for the good or for the evil.
Okay, and I mean, what you're doing is excellent. And I also wanted you to tell our listeners about your passion and dedications to working with our youth within prevention and how you also are a gifted and strong motivational speaker that even entertain and enter the prison system of reentry, uplifting, and encouragement. So please tell how they can link up with you or even about your book, because you also wrote a book. So I'm elaborate on that some.
Well, you know, I've got a program called Rap and Learn. And Rap and Learn, I teach innovative ways of teaching life skills, ways to, you know, kind of let the people teach people through music and through rap, you know, because a lot of people don't really listen. Like, you know, the cause of learning is listen, pay attention, and be aware. And if we really listened to, you know, what we listen to, we'll be aware that, you know, this music is destructive. This music is disrespecting us. You got songs that disrespect
right
women right to their face, and they dance to it and love it. Just, you know, just it just make you like you don't even realize that, yo, I'm being disrespected. Like pour a bottle on a model. This is Lil Wayne's like number one record, and women is in the club talking about, yeah, pour a bottle on a model, and don't realize that they're being disrespected. So people,
right,
I teach people how to listen and pay attention and be aware of what they actually listening to. I teach them, you know, about God, self, family, community, and the world. You know, things that matter. You know, God first. You know, self, your
right
family, your community, and your world. Living forward, moving forward, because the world teaches you to put the world first. You know, they make you, and we start living backwards. We put the world first, and they put all this stuff in our community, and this stuff that comes in our community destroy our family. And when it destroys our family, it gives us a poor sense of ourself. And when we got that poor sense of ourself, we forget about God. So, you know, everything the world
right
is teaching is backwards. So I try to teach them to move forward.
Amen,
you know
amen,
I love
amen
that.
Yes. I also wanted you to mention the greatest things that your family is doing in the industry and how can our listeners find them?
Well, right now, you know, Bill Blast season is coming, and it's going to come this year. I don't know what time it'll even be, September, October, November, or December, but it's going to be in that quarter. And once I start dropping this music, it's going to come continuously, because right now I got like 3-4 albums, videos, everything just ready to drop. I've just been waiting for the perfect time, letting everybody do what they do, you know. And I did the thing, I got the soundtrack to The Hood coming out. That's my most prized possession right there, because that right there is a representation of everything we're talking about right now. It's everybody, you know. And if I get a chance, I get a, you know, interviews with y'all to, you know, just show what y'all doing and, you know, just show what everybody doing. It's a platform for everybody. And that's what I try to present with Soundtrack to the Hood, to give everybody a light to shine, to show like, yo, at one time we was all family and we still are, but we don't realize that. So that's what I made that compilation to show, that we family.
Right. Now, before my question ends, I wanted to say to you, now, I heard some of your music, and it has stuck with me, especially the huge collaboration of Self-Destruction. And with saying that, to deliver the verses of each of you, what was your feelings to get such a bold vibration on your verse? I can imagine that with each of you, it was haywire, especially with all the Self-Destruction that's going on today.
Yes, you know, that was a collaborative effort, you know, started out by my man Case Lease and the things that he was doing, and he invited me in, and you know, doing my part, you know, I was honored and happy just to do my part. You know, when I went in and did my part, you know, I didn't really know what I was going to do or know what I was going to say, but as I heard the people before me, it kind of let me know what I should say and what I should do, and you know, I just made the effort to pitch in and help out a project that, you know, my friend was doing, and I wanted to be a part of it, and I was honored to be a part of it.
Well, I want to thank you for allowing me into your facts, your world and stuff like that. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm going to turn it back over to our host, Miss Goldie, with the facts. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know what? She digs up things about my guests that I'm sitting here on as well. Like, oh my goodness. And we find a different level of intellect in certain people and things that I just never even imagined with the people that we're talking about. And the conversation is always so good. And before I know I have someone on the phone that I know would love to say hi to you. But before we go to the phone, I'm going to put you on the spot because I do that sometimes too. So I need you to give me, like, a hot 16, like, with no cursing and stuff in it. And I don't want you to say nigga.
You see and hearing it, high-spirited, devil-fearing it, great building knowledge within, like the pyramids. I challenge their mental plane and boggle their brain. Activate my third eye style and pop these chains, your excellence. Me and my clique, we've been reppin' since the government put in effect. Central Intelligence, Illumina, speak to God through El Fatiha, Ayo, we Mardi Gras, praising the Lord, Selassie, multimedia, mind like encyclopedias, collaborates, thought patterns above the average, formational, role model type, sensational, educational, I talk to the world, let the nation know my tendencies, they know I drop bomb on U.S. embassies, Vietnamese, opposing the threat. Against my enemy, congressional. Terms I use, extra exceptional, professional. I hold a fort down and let them weapons go.
Hey, you know what? I have always looked up to you, and I have always respected your opinion as being in the music industry and just as a regular person, a regular individual. You have always been so respectful and, you know, just a really good person, and I appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too. I'm a reflection of you, Goldie.
So now I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to put her on the spot. So Mother Cooper always listens to my show every week. Shout out to Mother Cooper. So
Shout out Mother Cooper.
She was a part of this conversation. Now we have Mother Cooper on the line. Say hi, Mother Cooper.
You could hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What?
Hey, Mama.
I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Love
praise
you, Mama.
I was just listening. I didn't think I was on the outside. I didn't think you could talk to me. Hi, Billy.
Yay.
Mother Cooper, I love you so much.
He was always great in my eyesight from a little boy. Yes,
yes.
He was. Yes, it is. I love his mother. And sister. Oh, yes.
Yes,
beautiful
Mother Cooper,
like
you were just what you are.
So
you were a mother
like?
To us
what
all.
What was he like?
Like family.
I know you don't normally
like
take interest in people, but what was he like as a child, and what did you see in him that made you feel like that he had something special?
I knew he would be great. That's why I used to take him downtown, you know, trying to get a break for him. Well, he could get a break, not me to get a break for him, but take him where he could get a break. Yes.
That's so true.
I see greatness in him. I see that he would be somebody very big in the world. I have to see that. I wouldn't have been wasting my time. So I had
That's
to
so
see
true.
Something in him. And he still got it in him. Yes,
and Mother
That's
Cooper
so
is
true.
Also working on a gospel album that we definitely will be looking for everybody's support when she's done that, because she has supported so many people in music,
yes.
in life, in family, in health. And
yes.
I'm going to need everybody's support, and I'm pretty sure that God is going to give us all the support we need. So make sure everybody's looking out for Mother Cooper's gospel album, and she's going to have a big concert coming up soon, too. And I'm going to be expecting everybody to be there. Right, Mother Cooper?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good. That's so awesome. God is the greatest.
Yes.
So, Mother Cooper, thank you. We're going to put you back on hold, and we are going to continue with the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, and my guest, Bill Blass, hood legend. This man has so many so much in him that I suggest people, if you want to know what's real, these are one of the people that taught me what was real in the music industry. Shout out to him, Jazz, CC. Yonkers always had a lot of people that was in the music industry, and they didn't get suckered in either. You know, people get suckered in this music industry, and you don't know what happened to them. But I know a lot of people, you might say, okay, they didn't do like you think they should have did, but you never know what somebody is supposed to be doing. And I feel like now everything I learned, that I should be a teacher. I don't focus so much on being an artist unless I'm just trying to communicate, as I'm using it as a form of communication. Other than that, teaching people is so much more of a gift than just, you know, being part of the circus. So tell everyone how they can reach out to you, how they can find you, listen to your music, become a part of whatever that you're doing.
Well, you could definitely catch me on Facebook, and you could go to my page, which is Bill Blass, and that's me with the white shirt and the microphone, because, you know, sometimes it's, you know, different images. But that's why you could get me on Facebook. You could reach me on YouTube, anything with Bill Blass, US2G. And there's a whole bunch of things that you could get into, Bill Blass, US2G. And you can also go to, like, if you want to see my work with the kids and the adults in the jails and schools and all of that, you can go to Rap and Learn, my Rap and Learn page. That's RAPANDLEARN. And you could do that on YouTube, or, you know, just Google it, Rap and Learn, Bill Blass, US2G, and you could find a lot of my stuff. You know, I'm currently organizing things. You know, I got a new link that I'm doing. I got these albums coming, Soundtrack to the Hood, Soundtrack to the Hood, Wisdom and Understanding. You know, that's bringing the knowledge out. And then I got the 1616s coming, and, you know, a couple of other surprises. But, you know, that's really what you could look forward to coming up. All this stuff is positive, you
right.
know, and I'm just trying to find an outlet that'll best suit things for like a TV web series to, you know, show these videos and put these videos out.
And if you don't mind me adding to that with your Rap and Learn, because I do a lot of motivational speaking myself, and I'm out here in the community as well and do a lot of that. I want you to, like, make sure that you let the people know that these are your own curriculums that you create yourself. You're not getting them from a prison statement book or nothing like that. These are things that you have created yourself. So, I mean, with all of us, when we give back to our community, at times there's a price because we have to pay bills just like everybody else. But most times it's our passion and let us do it for free. However, with the curriculums that we give and that we do, especially when we produce them on our own, I mean, that's something that needs to be said, to where they can know what your worth is.
No, I get paid pretty good money to do what I do. I don't just give it out for free. I give a lot of things for free, but I do get paid going into Rikers Island and into these schools and teaching my curriculum. And I tailor make the curriculum, you know, based on what the system that they're learning in their school. I tailor make the curriculum. Like, I basically build my curriculum around what the teachers in the system is teaching, and use what they have and incorporate my stuff, you know, to help, you know, them to understand what they're doing. So, you know, my stuff is universal. You listen, pay attention, and be aware. Like, you need to do that anyway. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, but it's little stuff like that. Thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habits. Habits become character. But like you said, it is, you know, although it is for free, and sometimes, but you know, we do it for free, you know, just for the people. But it is a paid curriculum. It is worth a lot. And it is how we're being used by God. And that's the biggest thing, that, you know, people think, you know, oh, I'm using you or you use me. Nah, God used you and God used me. And that's the biggest thing that we all need to learn.
We all got used.
Right.
But I'd rather get used in a good way, and I'd rather get used by God any day than get used by the nasty people of this world.
That's right. That's right.
So I would love to learn more about your curriculum, and you are always welcome to be a guest on the Ms. Goldie G radio show. Anything that you're doing, anything you want to talk about, anytime you want to call in, we're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., the same time, in the same place, and you're always welcome to be a guest here, because we do have to support one another. We do have to encourage one another. And if we all duplicate good things will keep happening. Don't you all agree?
I just want to say that I am so proud of you, you know, and everything that you do, you know, just watching you grow from a young woman to a little girl to a, you know, mature woman, and just, you know, the things that you've been doing. You always been doing stuff positive, and I always looked at you as, you always had a fly style, and you know, you stay above the rest, you know, because of your style. And I appreciate you, love you, and I'm thankful for you and your co-host too, you know, all the stuff that she's doing and all the stuff where she came from to where she's at now. You know, I'm happy and blessed to know y'all and be a part of y'all lives. And I thank y'all for what y'all do.
Yes. Now, we need more men like this in the streets. So, you know, I love the programs that you're doing, and I hope you can duplicate yourself and, you know, implement some of these things. We all have friends and family in the prison system. We all have kids in the street and family members with kids in the street. And just one more question I want to ask you before you go. What is your feeling about what's not only going on in every community, but what's going on in our immediate community as far as the violence and the loss of love for one another, and just how these kids are just going out here and they're just killing people in broad daylight? And we didn't do that. That wasn't what our town was about. So real quick, tell me what you think about that.
Well, they need God. Everybody needs God. Like I said, it's the five components of life. It's God, self, family, community, and the world. And if you're not putting God first, then you losing automatically. A lot of us make it go backwards. They putting that world first. And the world is always going to tell you, influence you, and make you do the wrong things. And that's how, you know, we all started. We all started out basically following the rules of the world. When man and woman learn to stop following the rules of the world and follow the rules of God, then everything will be all right. I'm not even voting. I'm not voting for Trump or Hillary. I'm voting for God, Christ. That's who I'm voting for, because none of them can't do nothing for me. They can't fix nothing. They can't do nothing. I'm not turning to them, looking for them to do anything for me, because it's nothing they could do for me. So that's the same thing we all got to do. We got to put God first. And if you put God first, then this stuff won't be happening.
That's right.
Amen.
It's nothing better than someone who works for God and doesn't mind working for God and letting it be known. And I appreciate you so much for that. And I thank you so much for being a guest on the Ms. Goldie TU radio show. And thank you, everybody that's listening. Shout out to my mom that's always listening in Louisiana, always at the pool making us jealous. And shout out to everybody else that's listening. I love you so much. And we will see you next Tuesday on the Ms. Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And I am going to take it out of here with the Goldilocks, My Life, produced by Alan Ritter, also a Yonkers talented resident. Shout out to Alan Ritter. And I will see everyone next week on the Ms. Goldie TU radio show.
Hard out here in these streets. Mothers, we gotta teach our daughters how to be women.